Perryville, a village on the Alaska Peninsula, has a new power generator. It will help Perryville use more renewable power and save on costs. Contractors have almost finished putting it together, but at the moment, it's almost 500 miles away from its destination. Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Desk has more.
In an unassuming back lot in Anchorage, Alan Fetters is standing in a metal container about half as big as a mobile home. The inside is filled with machinery, wires, and colorful tubing, including three green diesel engines. This is Perryville's new powerhouse. And Fetters, who works for the Alaska Energy Authority, sounds a little like an auto mechanic as he shows off the shiny new John Deere generators.
So it'd be like having an old carbureted car you might have had, so somebody said like a VW Volkswagen Beetle versus a new fuel injected now. You get more power, you get more efficiency, it's cleaner emissions.
Perryville's new power system will also be better at using the power generated by the village's wind farm. It will get electricity to more than 100 people when it's up and running in October. It will also capture heat from the engines for the village school. A mix of federal and state money paid for the $3 million project. Sean Scaling, also of the Alaska Energy Authority, argues that's a reasonable price tag for reliable power in a rural village.
I mean, the size and the cost of this matches the community need. I think the fundamental point here is that you need reliable power. Everybody needs it and relies on it. And it's just got to be there all the time without failure.
Perryville Village Council Gerald Cosbrook says the old powerhouse, a wooden building with a rotting foundation, has generators that need to go.
One just went out last winter, and it's hard to find parts for them, and the one that went out actually couldn't be rebuilt anymore.
Through what's called the Rural Power Systems Upgrade Program, the Alaska Energy Authority has already fixed up dozens of powerhouses across the state. Dozens more communities like Lime Village, Whale Pass, and Kivalina are on the waiting list. In a few weeks, Perryville's powerhouse, which weighs more than 10 trucks, will be loaded onto a barge and shipped off to its new home. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.